This is the last moment that we have together as a group, and I want to thank Tzvi for bringing us to this place. It's like so many of our experiences, a little bit surreal, nestled here in the tranquility and physical beauty of the forest, yet a sight of so much incredible destruction and horror. I think one of the things that has strikes me in this place and has struck me in so many of the moments of our trip is that the narratives of the past week are not new narratives. On the bus ride over here, I was thinking about a Gemara. I jotted down the words because I didn't want to forget them. But the Gemara tells a story. Zu'isha v'shiva baneha. The Gemara tells a story about a woman and her seven sons. The story is also recorded in Eicha, Eicha Rabbah. And in Eicha Rabbah, in the Medrash, the name of the woman is given. Her name is Chana. Chana had seven sons, and the Caesar wanted very much for her boys to embrace Greek-Roman culture. So he tells the first one to bow down to the idol. You're familiar with the story. The first son refuses. The second son refuses. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth. All of them murdered right in front of their mother, until they bring out the last of Chana's children. A little boy. And in this moment, even the cruel Caesar is moved. And he turns to the mother and he says, "It doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to lose your entire mishpacha. You don't have to lose your entire family. I'll take the gushpanka. I'll take my ring. I'll throw it down. Tell your little boy to pick up my ring. It's not worshipping idolatry. Just tell him to pick up the ring." And Chana says, "I will not tell my son to do that." And so they lead the little boy out to be executed. Chana has just seen her six sons killed in front of her eyes. This last little boy, the remnant of her family. And as they're leading this little boy out to be executed, Amru le'ime yavua. Chana says, "Before you kill him, bring him to me. Yavua nehile ve'inashke porta. Bring him to me so I could kiss him just a little bit before he leaves this world." Chana embraces her youngest son and she gives him the following message. Amra lo bini, my son, lech emor la'avram avichem. When you leave this world and you go into the next one, I want you to find our father Avraham, a reference to Avraham Avinu, the patriarch Abraham. And I want you to deliver the following message. Ato akarato mizbeach echad. You, Avraham, you made one altar. Va'ani akadati sheva mizbechos. You, Avram, made one altar. But go tell Zayda Avram Avinu that I, Chana, have erected seven altars. Who can imagine the messages that Avram Avinu received? Avram, you erected one altar, but we, Klal Yisrael, constructed 6 million mizbechos. And I want to leave you with two takeaway messages from this. To understand the sheer scope of the sacrifices of Klal Yisrael. Sometimes we become so absorbed in our own lives that we forget our story. This is our story. Whether you hail from a family of survivors or your family's been in America for generations, this is our story. These are our children. These are our mothers, our fathers, our brothers and sisters. These are our altars. And what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, is to be nosei ba'ol chavero, to feel the pain of the collective as if it's your own. But there's a second lesson. Because throughout this trip, I think what we've been trying to do is to figure out what do we do with the enormity of this catastrophe. The Mincha Sasher of Asher Weiss says something so beautiful in this Gemara. He said, what does it mean that Chana tells her sons, go and tell Avram Avinu, you only put up one mizbeach, one altar, and I put up seven. And the Mincha Sasher says something so beautiful. Chana was telling her sons to go and to give Avram Avinu, the patriarch Abraham, a thank you. Because Avram, you demonstrated to us a willingness to sacrifice. And because you sacrificed, you embedded in our spiritual DNA the ability to sacrifice as well. Go to the Zayda Avram and tell him, because you built one mizbeach, one altar, we were able to build seven altars. We were able to build 6 million altars. We have learned so much about the sacrifices of Klal Yisrael. And if I have one parting message that all of us could take home and all of us can do, it's to imbue within ourselves this midah, this attribute of sacrifice. We don't have to sacrifice like these kedoshim, Baruch Hashem. We don't have to choose which child to pull off the back of a truck. We don't have to say thank you, Hashem. For the stories that we just heard. But what we do emerge with is a knowledge that we have the ability to sacrifice. You are all exceptional people. Some of you know it. Some of you don't yet know it. But all of us in life have things that are holding us back. All of us have things that shackle us to our mediocrity. All of us have things that are the impediments and the obstacle to our growth and to our self-actualization. And a lot of times, to become the people we are capable of becoming, we have to learn to sacrifice things. Maybe it's to sacrifice negative character traits. Maybe it's to sacrifice negative behaviors. Maybe it's to sacrifice negative relationships. But we often don't think that we have the koach to sacrifice. I can't give up those things that are holding me back. I can't give up those things that are tethering me to my present mediocrity. And then you come to a place like this, where people sacrificed everything, and reminds us that if they could sacrifice anything and everything, I can give up and sacrifice the things that are holding me back in life. We have learned over this trip the power of Klal Yisrael's Mesiras Nefesh, the self-sacrifice. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, dying al Kiddush Hashem, dying for the sanctification of God's name, is an incredible and overwhelming thing. There's only one thing more difficult than dying al Kiddush Hashem, and it's living al Kiddush Hashem. Because you only have to summon up the courage to die al Kiddush Hashem once. But every single day that you want to live a life of Kiddush Hashem, every single life that you want to live a life of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, every single day you want to live a life of holiness, of Kiddusha, of inspiration, every single day you wake up and you want to go ahead and say, if I was given another day of life, which now we know cannot be taken for granted, I have to do something magnificent with it. To live al Kiddush Hashem is a daily, is an hourly struggle. And so we come to this forest. We come to this Gehenom that is nestled in the environs of a beautiful Gan Eden. And we say to our precious Kiddushim, V'amar lach bidamayich chayi. The same words we say to a little boy when he's undergoing his bris milah. The little bit of blood that is drawn from you inspires the rest of us to live. We say to the 6 million kiddushim, the blood that you offered up on the altar of Klal Yisrael inspires us to live. Your Mesiras Nefesh, your sacrifice, and your death al Kiddush Hashem inspires us to live al Kiddush Hashem. We should be zocha to take the tzedah l'derech, to take the incredible nuggets of inspiration. And I want to take the opportunity on behalf of the group to thank Tzvi for really making everything, it's going to sound like a strange phrase, making everything come alive in a place that was filled with so much death. I want to thank Rabbi Trapp for working so hard to put together this incredibly transformative event. We spent a week focusing on dying al Kiddush Hashem. Maybe Zochem Yarz Hashem to take all of this koach, all of this love, and all of this energy and harness it to live al Kiddush Hashem. Ken Yehi Ratzon. Shir HaMalos Mimamakim Kirosicho Adonoi. Shir HaMalos Mimamakim Kirosicho Adonoi.
Yes, Israel. Mikol avonos. Yes, Israel. 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 Y Shemosa Shel Chilos Beis Yisrael Begolas Europa Shahoalu Al Mokei Bishnos Hashoah Tavshin Hey Shisha Million Anashim V'Nashim Yiladim V'Yilados Bachrim Sulos Zakein V'Taf Shnergu V'Shnitpechu Bachzorius Ayuma V'Nirzachu B'Retzach Hamonim V'Mkomos Migurehem Be'orim Bayaros Uva Kforim Yisram Huvlu Katzon L'Tehevach L'Machanos Harikuz Nispu B'Misos Mishunos B'Noraos V'Nisrafu L'Efer V'Chishonei Ha'eish Shel Machanos Ha'ashmada Ha'ayumim V'Germani B'Poland B'Shar Aratzos B'Dei Am Hamratzachim Ha'Germani Im Ozrov Harotzachim B'Shar Ha'amim Shoyu Be'etza Achas L'Shmid L'Harog L'Beid Es ha'om ha'yehudi v'limchos zecher ha'yahadus v'chalos kol asher b'shem Yisrael yikarei El nekomos shofei ta'aretz schor no es nachalei ha'dom shnishpach kamayim Tmei avos uvanim imahos v'alehem Rabbanom v'samidei ha'em v'shei gmul shivasayim l'tzorei amecha Shavas shma Yisrael shizohaku ha'lukuchim l'moves Al Tidom, Ben Kasam Unim, Talel of Nechisech Vodecho, Lincom, Bimehrov, Yomen Leinenu, Es Nikmas Dam, Banecho, Ubnosev, Akdoshiva Hatorim, Shlosachul of all the Kever Yisrael, Kakasuv, Kidam Avodov Yikom, Benakom Yeshiv Litzorov, Bechir Pisiper Admoso Amo, Amen, Selo.
Amen.
Yisador v'salev v'salosh shmei dekutshah b'rivah Leil mekol v'chasov v'shirosah tushbu chasov v'nechemosah Damirom v'yomah v'imru amein Yehei shlomo rabo min shemayo v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisroel v'imru amein Oseh shalom v'imru amov v'yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisroel v'imru
amein. As we leave this place, we should also just remember that Amir Tzashem, when Mashiach comes, there will be Tchias HaMesim. The dead come back. And all of the tsar and all of the pain that we've seen over these days, and all of the stories of families separated and lives and dreams shattered, may we be Zoche Amir Tzashem to see that great day. When the Melech HaMashiach comes, we will see that day when parents are reunited with their children. Children will be reunited with their parents. Am Yisrael reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of us reunited in Eretz Yisrael with our Beis HaMikdash. M'hira b'yameinu. Amen.
This way. Shia, Shayesh Lamed.
It's like the Chamno also was like a bike trail.
What was?
The Chamno was also a bike trail.